Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video and it's from BuzzFeed and it's called I Try to Make Zero Trash for 30 Days. So let's take a look at today's sentence. We're stewards of this land, so every time we negatively impact the system, we're actually jeopardizing our ability to breathe, drink water, and consume food. We're stewards of this land, so every time we negatively impact the system, we're actually jeopardizing our ability to breathe, drink water, and consume food. 那我们接下来看第一个字呢是 stewards, stewards, 那它的 S-T-E-W 这边是发 stew 的音 stew, W-E-R-D 就是 word, steward, steward 就是管家这一类的。下面我们来看的是 negatively,negatively 指的是负面的或者是消极的，它是副词，中音在 N E 的地方发 ne 的音 ，G A 发短音 negative 则是 tively， negatively 是负面的，它的形容词原形呢则是 negative， negative。举例来说呢 ，negative emotions are often contagious， 负面的情绪呢通常都是有传染力的。那它还有一个名词呢，就是 negativity。那它的重音就比较不一样，重音在 ti 的地方，前面发 neg。negativity 则是负面的意思。For example, sometimes negativity can be processed through exercising。有时候呢，这些负面的感觉呢，可以透过运动来消除。那再来它的反义呢，则是 positive。positive 呢是正面的，重音在 po 的地方要发 pa。pa s i 发短音 z z 的感觉 ，positive 是正面的，那它的名词原型呢则是 positivity， 一样重音在 t i 的地方 ，positivity 是正面的意思。那我们可以说 ，he shares his positivity through his speeches， 他透过他的演讲呢来散播他的正向力。再我们要来看是 impact。Impact 呢，指的是冲击的意思，重音在 pa 地方发 a 的音 ，impact 冲击。那还可以指的是影响，也可以当名词使用。像是我们可以说 ，My teachers from my elementary school has a huge impact to me。我国小的老师呢，对我来讲有一个影响深远这样子。再我们来看是 jeopardize， jeopardize 的发音呢比较特别，它是 g e o 这边是发 j 的音 ，j。P-A-R 则是 per, jeopard, D-I-Z 则是 dies, jeopardize 是危机的意思。那我们可以说 by taking the risk, you are actually jeopardizing our business. 你冒这个险呢，同时也是危机了我们的整个企业。那它的名词呢，则是 jeopardy, jeopardy。那我们要把jeopardy 如果用动词讲的话，我们可以说 put something or someone in jeopardy， 也就是刚刚讲到的危机。For an example, if a security check isn't carried out thoroughly, the passenger's life will be put in jeopardy. 如果这个安全检查呢并没有详细透彻的话，你有可能危及到旅客的安全。最后我们要来看是 consume。Consume 呢，则是消耗的意思，它是动词，重音在 s-u-m-e 的地方 ，c-o-n 发短音 ，consume 发 u 的音 ，consume。那我们可以说 ，swimming often consumes a lot of energy, even more than jogging。以同样的距离来说呢，游泳消耗的体力呢，比跑步还多。那还有另外一个名词呢，则是 consumer，consumer 则是消费者的意思。要记得它这边跟 customer 不一样，因为 customer 是客人。Consumer 则是泛称所有的消费者。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. We're stewards of this land, so every time we negatively impact the system, we're actually jeopardizing our ability to breathe, drink water, and consume food. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!